Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I will be your GM. To my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Neil playing Jarwin Triot, the Human Flame Dancer Bard.
Will playing Nath Vendigar, the Doorman.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown, the Taladin Noble going global.
Lord Curtis Bozarth playing Ronan, the Inquisitor of Pharasma.
Never gets old.
And Pete playing Meta.
You're doing great with that, Pete. Congratulations.
Good job, Pete.
The Entangle and Run PC. you're fucked.
Good luck, Artie.
I send my regards.
Yeah, buddy.
Also known as Jarwin's safety cushion.
I wonder where that was going.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a long pause there.
I was too. I was like, where is this going?
Gotta find the right words. Where is it?
Oh,
yep. Safety cushion. That'll work.
She's like the bumper on the end of a fire pole.
That was pretty silly. I enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, buddy. So what's new, you guys?
I had Subway.
Nice.
Likewise.
I also had Subway.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's a Subway group here.
You know, it's too bad we couldn't get Subway to sponsor our podcast.
That'd Eat awesome. Fresh.
Eat fresh and listen fresh with Subway and Shield Bash.
I mean, every time we record, they get a bunch of money. So, I mean, I honestly.
It's time for them to start giving back.
Yeah, right?
I mean, hey, guys, we may not be the most family friendly, but we're a lot more family friendly than your last one.
I was thinking it, but you verbalized it way better than I could have. Thank you, Jason.
Actually, either of their last two.
I was going to say, like, hey, none of us are pedophiles, but, you know, I felt the other way was a little more.
Or Olympic
this
swimmers.
Is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Or Olympic swimmers that smoke a lot of dope.
Well, yeah.
That probably just made them more money.
Like, we're not Olympic swimmers.
That's what I'm saying.
Certainly not that. If Jeffrey Dahmer can get a Manwich commercial deal, I think we can handle Subway.
Wait, what?
Jeffrey Dahmer.
That was a thing?
Yeah, a sandwich is a sandwich, but a manwich is a meal.
I felt like Chinese food, but all I got Thai.
Wow. Just goes downhill from here, folks.
Yep.
What else you got?
Well, so far we've made a pedophile joke and a serial killer joke. What else is there?
Can it get worse?
Well, that was actually a cannibal joke, but yeah.
Well, hey, since we're on Smuggler Shiv.
There were cannibals here. I think we've killed them all.
Yeah.
We could hope.
I hope so.
Maybe.
We could hope.
I wouldn't start putting money on it yet.
They just, you know, randomly appear.
Mom, Dad, I'm going to have to call you back later. Sorry.
I'm doing something.
Kind of busy at the moment.
I just kind of assumed you were hatched, Britt.
No, contrary to popular belief.
No, you see, it's a whole passage where he formed him from clay and then breathed the breath of life into his nostrils.
Right.
Oh, you're a golem.
Next thing I know, I'm missing a rib. You know the story.
There goes your rib, half your pension. Oh, wait, never mind. It's the wrong story.
That sounded about right.
Have you guys ever seen the show Good Omens?
Yeah.
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 Very much enjoyed that one season.
I'm a Tenet fan.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was the whole book.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I was kind of hopeful they come out with another season.
I mean, because the official story, like, the book is over, kind of. And, like, when I say that was the whole book, I do mean, like, that was the whole, most of what the book said. But, like, that beginning part where, you know, Adam and Eve are there and they get kicked out of the garden and the angel's just like, you know, you could, yeah, I mean, you can have the magic flaming sword to fight lions. That's fine. And he's just, like, standing up there watching them fight off the lions with his sword. Like, I thought that was perfect.
Then, like, six episodes later, they're asking him, hey, where's your sword?
And what's nice is in the book, like, when the kid gets all of his friends and, like, gives them the items to, you know, fight the four horsemen, the sword that he gives them is the angel's sword. Because, like, he's just like, I wondered where that was.
I kind of like the aftermath of that where everyone's sending Netflix hate mail about how they need to pull that off of their... It's like, yeah, we'll pull it. It's not on our streaming service. Yeah. We'll pull it right now.
That was funny. People are dumb. If you're listening to this, you're not dumb, probably.
Well, you just probably like to giggle a little bit. Maybe listen to a little something about Pathfinder. Yeah, what else you guys got?
Well, I'm gonna jump in here real quick. This one puts out May 19th. So, Darcy, if you have ever listened to this, happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday. You said May 19th?
Happy birthday.
No, May 29th. Sorry.
Who, who was that?
I was going to say, if it's 19th, happy birthday, Jasmine and Cassie.
Oh, yeah, them too.
Yeah.
Well, did you say Darcy?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday, Darcy.
Is that the one with the pint?
Cassie.
That's my sister.
Oh, okay.
No, that's in Springfield, I think.
Yeah, that's what we're getting
at. Yeah, all right. Right. Hey, speaking of bars.
Is Spartacus's real name, Cass? No.
No.
No, okay. My daughter's...
Oh, sorry. Pete was... What? Never mind.
What?
Yeah, I thought Pete had spawned another child, and it was kind of ironic.
I did spawn another child about 6 months ago.
No, not Spartacus.
Well, 6 months ago at the time of this podcast, it'd be...
9 months?
11 months?
Yeah,
right. By May 29th?
You never know. I mean, we have a friend that all he has to do is sit next to his wife, and they have kids.
Yeah,
you know.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not me. The baby factory has shut down.
Thank goodness.
I'm also pretty sure that's not how that works.
Maybe.
It sure? might for him.
Yeah. You sure?
Maybe.
Yeah, he was telling us a story one time about his brother, his twin brother, who was having trouble conceiving.
Right, because he's the evil twin. Yeah.
And so they went to the a fertility doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they did the sperm testing on the brother, and it was 10 times the normal amount of sperm. So they're like, well, you're not the problem.
Damn.
So, yeah, it might beat you a little bit of genetics there for the
Had a coworker that had a similar issue and went to a genetics test, and the doctor comes back with, well, you could impregnate a stump.
Oopsie.
He then had 6 more kids.
Wow.
Still think there's more involved than sitting next to a person.
Just like what? What do you mean?
Yeah. Yes.
Tell us, Will.
Tell us in great detail.
Your years of wisdom and experience.
Well,
lightness.
When a man loves a woman very much.
Does love really require?
He doesn't have to love her.
it's the act of, you know, making love to
ish. Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard other terms
in the case of this person, if a man loves a woman just a little bit.
Be like just a tip?
It sounds like it.
So yeah, all those people out there that are like, oh, my daughter got the flu shot and she got pregnant. Yeah, no, that's not how that works.
Wait,
yeah, let me clear
it
that
work
up
that way?
No.
Yeah, just like
unless, of course, his name was Flu, but...
No.
You know, the worst part about having twins is being pregnant for 18 months.
Yeah, that sucks. That's the worst. Total worst. Hey.
Thanks, Pete.
I've got this thing on my heart that I just have to... I got to let it out. I have a true confession. You may have heard us talk about mixed drinks at the Farmageddon.
I think I got to move out.
Oh, boy.
You're not living with me.
I think Will's got an extra bed.
No, but I have a couch.
Does it make out into a bed?
No.
Do you have a floor? Why would you make out with a couch? What the fuck, man?
No, you make out into a bed. Like a hide-a-bed.
It won't make out with me whether it's a bed or a couch.
I bet it would if you were drunk.
I'd probably have to get it drunk first.
Oh, come on, Will. Don't sell yourself short.
Wait, is this the same couch that bit me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he had like some kind of a sequin pillow or something on a couch, and I sit down and I put my arm on there.
That's not a part of the couch.
And it cut me.
Don't blame my couch for that.
So,
don't blame the couch for the pillows, work.
Anyway, great. You were saying you had gas.
You're
deep. I don't think so. But, you may have heard us talk about the various mixed drinks at Farmageddon. Can you name some of those, somebody?
Red Mountain Devil.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
The Mind Flayer isn't bad either.
Gotta say, I just did not care for my Red Mountain Devil mixed drink.
What?
No.
It was fabulous.
Why not?
Like, the one that you didn't get at Farmageddon, right?
I'm telling you, I got it at Farmageddon on Friday night, and maybe it was the bartender. I don't know.
I had several, but, and what I about liked them all. They were delicious.
What about the Goblin Juice, Sex in the Dungeon, Cobalt Spit, Slippery Gripply, Purple Verm, Murderous Red Cap, Troll Rations, Dragon's Blood, or the Mind Flayer?
Oh, the Dragon's Blood was good, yeah.
I had the Dragon's Gripply? Blood, the Mind Flayer, a few of those, and then the Red Mountain Devil. I didn't try the others yet.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was Maybe I'm just not a mixed drink guy.
How many of those do we sell, Neil? That
the Slippery Gripply. Isn't that a Ronin on the rocks?
There was a bunch.
I think so.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch.
Yeah, but apparently it was pretty popular.
It was really good. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I don't either. I've been trying to figure it out for years.
Oh. When you figure it out.
Since we're talking about drinks, you guys got the chance to try the Angel's Envy finished rye.
Oh my God.
At FrenCon.
The FrenCon 2.
Yes, the FrenCon 2.
Electric Boogaloo. Boogaloo. Is that the one we had Saturday night?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was really good.
Well,
thank God Mark has the bucks for the good stuff.
I made an old fashioned using that, and it was amazing.
Will, you didn't get any of that, did you?
I drank something, but I don't remember what it was. I'm going to be honest.
You shouldn't do that, dude.
No, it was rye.
You shouldn't be drinking stuff you don't know what it is, you know?
It was in an alcohol.
Especially around these guys.
It was in a bottle that usually contains alcohol.
Okay.
Did you forget the next, like, 12 to 13 hours or so? Wake up next to Neil?
I mean, I didn't forget it, but that last part.
Hey, dude, I think Will was in my room. So don't be, you know, yeah.
Wow. It's okay. We'll cover for you, Britt.
Okay, thanks.
In fact, I liked it so much that I went out.
The old-fashioned, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I went out and bought another,
to clarify.
Bought a new bottle of the Angel's Envy and bitters and, you know,
okay, simple syrup. What kind of bitters did you get?
Agostero.
Agostero. What flavor are those?
Just the classic.
I don't know, man. I'm not that knowledged. In the bitters, my favorite is the orange so far.
A lot of people use that. I tend to like to use the regular, and then I take the orange peel twist, go halfway around the rim, drop it in.
Oof.
Classic.
I got to say, as far as drinks go, after Rachel was a bartender for a few years, it really opened my eyes up to what I enjoy. She taught me how to drink brandy the right way and stuff like that, and it just really makes that stuff much better when you drink it the way it's supposed to be drank.
Yes.
Mm. What is the right way to drink brandy? With a cigar, right?
No, you should put it in a, I don't remember what the fuck it's called, but I think
snifter?
It's a decanter?
Snifter.
Snifter. And then you heat it up a little bit.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Not with your hand.
No.
You actually can heat it up in your hand.
Really?
Yep.
Well, then you pour it into your glass so you're going to drink it out of. But what that does is it gets the sediment or the spoils out of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Dregs.
And it makes it more of an actual pure brandy instead of the sediment and the extra stuff that's in it.
Okay. So, unlike in certain beers, the sediment is no good in brandy.
It makes it more of a pure taste, more of a smooth.
Okay.
Instead of the, I don't know, lack of a better word, the bite afterwards.
All right.
It's more smooth that way.
And what's the name of that liquor you were talking about, Mark? Angels?
Angels Envy Finished Rye.
Oof.
It's a rye, and it's finished in Caribbean rum cask, and it is delicious.
Oh, my
gosh. So if you work at the Angels Envy distillery, then you want to sponsor Shield Bash, please feel free to reach out to us.
We'll make you the official rye of Shield Bash Podcast.
Fuck yeah.
Speaking of official, this week's episode brought to you by Pete's Chicken Ranch.
Oh, gosh, I was waiting for that. It's been a couple of eps. Yeah, baby.
Oh, they didn't pay on time. So.
The chickens have not liked the cold.
Best cocks in Farmer City. A
couple of space heaters in the chicken coop, and they have not been producing the 6 eggs a day that we've gotten accustomed to.
Yeah, hey. And I've been out of eggs for a week, and I'm waiting.
Damn it. Nothing better than farm fresh.
Have you tried threatening them?
Chickens are on strike.
Have you tried choking them?
I have not choked them, no.
No choking of the chickens.
I hear it's effective. What? Not entirely sure.
And did I share with you guys I actually got to go to the bourbon night at the Opera House?
I think so. Maybe. Off mic.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to sample some Pappy Van Winkle. Which, if any of you guys know anything about bourbon, it is like top shelf, very rare, hard to get, expensive. They had a flight of 10-year, 12-year, and 15-year.
Hey, which one was best, Mark?
My favorite, personally, was the 12. The 12 and 15 were like kind of neck and neck, but for me, the 12 had just the right amount of flash. It was smooth. It was very flavorful. 10 was kind of harsh. The 15, you lost some of the flavor notes because it had aged another, 3 years.
Mm.
So kind of the Goldilocks for me was 12.
Mm.
Are you much of a scotch drinker there?
I am just starting to experience some scotch. I haven't done a lot. The basics, I start out with Dewars. I got some Speyside that I want to try. Glenmorangie, I think is how you say it.
My personal favorite so far is Glenlivet. I would say if it's anything less than 12 years old, it's not worth drinking.
Right. I've heard that a lot from people that drink a lot of scotches.
Yeah.
I tend to like bourbons and Irish whiskeys more than the Scotch, but I'm trying to dip my toes into the North Sea, so to speak.
Mm. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way with the Scotch and whiskey and bourbon. I'm more of a bourbon and straight whiskey kind of guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to Blanton's. That's the best.
I don't recommend that you drink 12-year-old Diet Coke. That just
probably a good decision.
So
it's probably a little chunky.
Chunky.
And flat.
This has been Alcohol by Shield Bash. So.
By Podcast Shield Bash?
Yes. Fuck it.
It's the alcohol talking.
This has been an Alcohol by Shield Bash cast. Pods.
We love you very, very much. I have to pee.
Oh, never mind. I'm done.
My legs are warm.
Did Britt put more NPCs out there? It looks like there's two of everybody.
Britt is sleeping.
Nah, not yet.
Get the marker.
All right, so
who wants to recap?
It's usually Jason's job.
Well, aww, that's why I'm asking who.
I haven't done a recap in a while. Pete usually does them.
Yeah, but Jason is better at it.
All right.
It's that height.
Here's your cap.
Last time on Shield Bash.
So we... Oh, Will, no, please, go ahead. Do it.
Last time on Shield Bash, we stared down a dark hole as Meta descended, and after that, Artie decided to jump in.
With both feet.
With both feet. And they found themselves face-to-face with scary little doll people.
Soulbound dolls.
Which we later found out were soulbound dolls. But then about half the party, we'll say...
No, wait, I hate to interrupt you, Nath. right in between all that, and very important at least to me, Meta decided she was going to cast Entangle.
And nope the fuck out of
and
there.
And got the fuck out while leaving me down there with both the little fucking ankle-biter dolls.
Hey, it's okay. Jarwin put Meta in her place.
Yes, and then now you can go ahead, Nath.
Yeah, so after the apparently high treason that was committed, another third of the party jumped down the hole, past Meta, kinda, maybe. One of them taking her back down the hole slightly.
Saved it right.
And helped finish off the dolls before we wrapped up.
That was a big adventure, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you wish to do now? You said there's nothing else down here. I found a copper that was lucky, so I guess we're going back up the hole.
I'd really like to get off this island.
Climb up the hole.
I say we climb up the hole, go around, down the bridge, and the next door set up.
No. Don't go across the bridge yet. We got other stuff.
Oh, is there another door over there?
Yeah. There's a bunch more So we're going to go back up the stairs to the bridge level and then explore the place that we skipped in our haste because of combat.
We're going to explore Mordor.
Mordor!
Should one take a short amount of time.
One does not just walk into Mordor.
You can. You just bump your head. So, listeners, we've gone back up to where we were when we busted through the doors to fight the skeletons. And there are a couple doors on the other end of the room that led to the bridge. Tim is going to move up to one of them and start checking them for traps.
Oh, right. You went through a door, turned right, climbed some stairs, turned right, climbed some more stairs, and you see before you a hallway that tees off into a door on the left and a door on the right, basically. In that room before you get there, though, you'll see bits of bones and fragments of wood. They lie scattered throughout this room. The walls are carved with hundreds, maybe even thousands of strange runes interspersed with the periodic image of a stylized rune that looks like a fanged skull.
Any idea what this says, Tam?
Snake Man.
All right.
Jawan, is there any of them funny-looking letters that you said what was... Akilo?
I don't know.
Is there
Let's
any of that
out.
Here on the wall?
What language is this in? Is it one we know?
These are... Yeah, like I said, runes. Give me a knowledge religion check.
15.
You do not know.
Hang on, I'm doing the math.
Is it a Necrol?
No.
Aklu?
No.
Osirion?
No.
How's a 29?
Vishkanya?
No, Neil.
Tam's probably... It's probably an Islanti because this is an Islanti place.
I know.
Oddly enough, the crazy little frog knows. Ronan, you know that this symbol was a symbol of Zura. The rest of the writing on the wall seemed to mostly be prayers to Zura that are written in Aslanti.
Yeah, I share that with the rest of the party.
Who is Zura?
Yeah. And what's, well, I mean, like their claim to fame and stuff.
And how do you spell that?
Z-U-R-A. Hmm. What was your check again, Ronan?
29.
Oh, so close. So close.
Did you cast guidance on yourself?
No.
Jarwin's going to cast Comprehend Languages and then read it.
Okay, so how does that spell work again? Please.
I read it. Hang on, I'm clicking.
He can understand all languages. He can't okay. speak them, but whether he reads them or hears them spoken, he understands what it is.
Yep. Okay.
So I don't suppose it's like most scenarios that have Aslanti language in it, where mm-hmm. it doesn't actually tell you what it says?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
It says that their prayers to Zura.
Well, that aside, yeah. What's required for this is a 30 linguistics. That's why I'm asking
how would he bypass that DC.
Okay. So it's going to take you several minutes, and you're going to find them really frustrating to translate because missing portions of the wall that have cracked in the ancient, whoever inscribed this, had a fondness for awkward metaphors.
Sweet.
Right?
Awkward as in like...
Balls deep in a camel?
I wasn't going to say it, but I was thinking...
Interesting.
Lo, for though you may be balls deep in a camel, Zura may be balls deep in you.
So there I was, cloaca deep.
All right. But you do get four key bits of information.
Does it tell us
Wait,
why
that's more than four. Oh, no, it's not.
Did it tell us why the snake spontaneously reproduced in the Nass basket?
Let's find out.
I've been wondering about that for a long time.
Kept fluctuating in height?
Yeah, is this spatial... continuum here?
I think it's a language the snakes could read. Where's Nath at? Have him hold his snake up to me. Like, read this.
Yeah, maybe we have to, like, touch the tongue of the snake, like on the tide stones.
I don't think that's going to work.
Can we cut Nath and
read, little snake, read. You can do it, buddy.
This chamber was once a scriptorium.
Ooh.
Where books and scrolls, sacred to the worship of Zura, were transcribed and illuminated. This temple was built over an even more ancient temple, one that was dedicated to the deity referred to only as Beheaded One.
We're talking like Headless Horseman?
An entity that was apparently an enemy to the ancient Zura cultists.
Can we jump out a thing here?
Yeah.
We found out in the Temple of Eudyrsius that Aridin beheaded Eudyrsius.
Almost.
No, he did.
I thought he had a little bit of skin still hanging.
No, I'm pretty sure that he beheaded it, but like the head was still alive because, you know, it's a god.
So it's like a chicken running around?
Yeah. No, the body was dead. The head was alive. I mean, this is not an uncommon concept in,
right.
you know, RPGs mythology, or yeah. actual mythology.
Yeah. Okay, so that's two items. The third, several prayers seem to indicate that the ancient... made use of undead slaves created from both humans culled from the unbelievers and slaves of the beheaded one.
Oh, well, that's just not right. We should not allow that.
Fourthly, is that a word? I don't know. As much hatred as Zura cultists had for the slaves of the beheaded one, they also seemed to despise their own kind, especially those they called the misbegotten of Seventh Yi, who has geography or history?
Tam gets a 26 history.
Tam's got it. You recognize Seventh Yi, that's Y-H-I, as a legendary but still undiscovered lost city said to lie hidden somewhere in the depths of the Mwangi Expanse. Knowledge of Seventh Yi, that's just how I'm pronouncing it, it's probably wrong, is rare, and these mentions would be of great value to a scholar interested in such things.
Where do we find a scholar that's interested in exploring lost cities?
I think that's pretty much just Tam's Yuletide wish right there, all wrapped up in a pretty fang-covered bow.
You know what's probably best about it? It's probably treasure.
But there's undead stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, there's always something between you and the treasure.
And usually if people go to the trouble of animating undead, it's usually really good treasure.
Based on your roll, Tam, you realize that transcriptions and or rubbings of this would be highly valuable to somebody interested in such things, especially as lengthy history.
Tam abandons searching the doors and starts writing.
Fuck them doors.
Somebody else can search.
It's going to take quite a bit of time to get it all down, and by that I mean 3 days.
But well, now it's 3 days minus a few minutes.
Start with the important stuff.
Tam, would you like me to take a look at the doors while you do that?
Yeah, sure. But yeah, okay. Look at the pores.
Artemis just sighs and starts getting out more paper and more paper and charcoal pencils and a sandwich and just lays it all down together by Tam. Yeah. And he just takes it all out and lays it by Tam, the charcoal pencils, the paper, and the sandwich, because she's going to be here for a while. He's seen this before.
Meta inspects the door that Tam was looking at. 32 perception.
On the door to see if it's trapped? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't think it's trapped.
She opens it.
Does she, though?
Hold on a minute.
You tell me?
Hold on a minute, Meta.
Yeah, she does. I'm just messing with you.
You're going to leave your friend behind.
It's not like she hasn't done it before, Ronan.
You seem a bit sore, Artemis.
What? No, why would I be sore?
I moved 5 feet away from you, that's all.
No, you tried to leave me in a hole with two ankle-biter dolls after you'd entangled me in what lichen and seaweed was down there.
Tam unconsciously starts scratching at the arm where Artemis shot her one time.
Yes, we all make mistakes, Artemis. Yours was not getting out of the way.
Wow.
No, mine was jumping down a fucking hole after you because I was concerned about your safety. Oh, but bother me, I'll just fucking bugger off and leave you there.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. We might want to pull our group together if we're going to fight any monsters today. I'm assuming there's more crap in this room.
All I did was open a door. We'll see what happens. And Artemis, I am sorry that you got entangled.
Famous last words.
Oh, all right. Okay. Thank you.
How many people have said, Artemis, I'm sorry you got entangled, as their famous last words? But how often does that come up? Actually, but you know what? No, not you. Artemis, how often does that come up?
Well, I think that's the first time anybody's ever apologized for getting entangled with me, Lev.
All right.
The first time that he can remember.
What do you want to do?
I opened the door. Meta opened the door. What happened?
Okay. You open the door. What you see in front of you is wall. And to your right is wall. To your left, it's open.
Hello, wall.
All right, guys. I'm going to take a step in and see what's in here. If I scream, please come help.
Tam starts stopping her ink.
Be right there.
Nath will just
go ahead and move me in, please.
Yeah, Nath will just follow her in.
So Meta takes 5 foot step into the hallway and looks to see what she sees down the long hallway.
Okay, so marching orders so far, we have Meta, we have Ronan, we have Nath. You're going to move forward. And it tees out 5 foot one way on your left and on your right and continues ahead for several feet. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Looks like it opens up into another room far ahead.
Does Meta see anything?
So far? All the funky sculptures on the wall still. All
right. She stomps her feet. Hello? Anyone in here?
You going to stay right there?
Oh, yeah.
Keep moving.
Okay. I'm going to stay right the fuck there.
Okay.
Let them come to me.
Okay. I think at this point, Tam will have finished putting away her ink and journal and will move up behind Nath.
Okay.
Any response?
So far, no.
Guys, I think it's clear.
Well, not every place can have monsters.
As you pass left and right, this next section, you'll see itty-bitty bed, itty-bitty desk.
We're talking tiny size?
Yeah, not really, but it takes up nearly all the space in the room. These are cells, from the looks of it.
Like monk cells or
yeah, something bars. Like that. Yeah, yeah. Not jail cells, okay. But monk cells, yes.
Or Dragon Ball Z's cells.
Right.
So if nothing stops her, Meta will walk up to where she can see the whole of that bigger room at the end of that hallway.
Like so? Why are you the front runner in tank? That's weird.
Tam got busy with the descriptions.
Yeah.
So Meta moves up to the end of that hallway where she can see the big room.
Okay, as you move up to the 20 by 15 room, you see something looks like it's pretty skeletal. Roll for initiative.
Does Meta have the ability to say anything before initiative?
Since I'm a benevolent GM, sure.
"Hey guys, there's undead over here." And Artemis quickly shuts the door and leaves.
Fair's fair.
Where did Artemis get a scroll of entangle?
Strange.
I'm just doing it this in this order because I got it. Ronan, what did you get?
I got a 19.
All right, Meta?
9.
All right, Tim?
14.
Hey, that's what you had last time.
Yep.
Good job. Consistency. Nath?
11.
Jarwin?
22.
Oh, jumping ahead there. Artie?
11.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
What's your modifier?
3.
I have 6, so I have a better 11 than Nath.
Oh, slightly.
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is Ronan on the ceiling or the wall?
The wall, I assume.
Depends. Are there any trees?
Yeah, is there any vegetation here?
I don't like that question anymore. It's caused a lot of problems recently.
That particular spell I've already cast today. I just have a sickening version of it now.
Even better.
My position stands.
Yeah, my physician has told me I need to avoid sickening entangles for my overall health.
Your position will stand if you fail your save. Trust me, I know.
Exactly.
Oh, right. Looks like good old Jarwin gets to go first this time.
Jarwin is going to start Inspire Courage.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Then he's going to, looks like he's going to move up. Looks like there should be room.
So he moves up and turns left.
Are you dancing or singing?
Singing.
And goes on for 10 feet. So he's kind of out of reach, but he's making way for everybody else to get ahead of him. All right. Ronan, you're up.
Ronan will move around the alcove and take a position directly above Meta. And I will cast Disrupt Undead on this one that's not quite as... He's Meteor.
Meteor?
Yeah.
No, that's he's a meteor. Humanoid.
He's got more meat on him.
He does.
At least the fig does. No, he won't. He fumbles.
Oh!
Yeah, magic fumble.
Give him a card. Woo. Give him a card.
Did you have magic going?
Yeah, I was going to cast Disrupt Undead.
Oh, no.
And instead he casts Fireball?
No, this is funny because of the name and because of how lucky we are.
Okay.
Klaatu Virata Necktie. Awesome. So your attack hits the nearest ally and is a critical threat. You must roll to confirm the critical.
Oh, shit.
But it's Disrupt Undead, so it does nothing.
Exactly. Because we're not undead.
Nice. You got lucky, son.
Yep.
He did it again.
Rolled another one.
That's awesome.
What?
For what? Because it's a standard action to cast a spell.
No, he means to confirm the
critical. To confirm I rolled a fumble.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't we have done that before we drew the card?
So basically,
no, because that card says you have to roll to confirm.
Oh, right. Okay, I'm sorry.
For what it's worth, you did not confirm against me.
No, I didn't confirm against you. My die just basically told me to sit the fuck down.
It sounds like it. And that's not the die that usually does that. Did you already move to get there, or did you... Yeah, I wasn't paying that close attention. I was distracted. Tam, what do you want to do? Quit fucking yawning, man. That's contagious.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm so tired between sessions, but all of a sudden just hit me.
Could be Subway.
Well, I had Subway before we started. All right, so just for reference sake, are these actual skeletons?
Got a knowledge check?
No, but I got a weapon that does cold damage, and I need to know whether or not I need to bother telling you about it.
Oh.
Let me, okay, I'll rephrase this for your sake.
Yeah.
Should I tell you about cold damage?
Sure.
Okay. So Tam moves up to the front of the line, pulling out her short sword, Emberbane, and goes to try to dislocate some vertebrae. 18 to hit.
Flat. Oh, yeah.
Yep. So 7 regular.
He goes down.
8 sneak attack and 1 cold.
Wow.
Bam! Disintegrated.
Okay.
Just because your brute force of your slash, yeah. He's done. He's gone.
Tim looks down at it in surprise and is just like, oh, all right. she looks over at the other one and goes, I got a feeling I maybe did a mistake. Do you speak? Do you talk?
That's good radio. Me shaking my head.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking the same thing.
It shakes its head at me?
No.
I hear bones rattling.
Okay.
Yeah. No reply.
All right.
No, reply?
And she's just like, okay, I feel a little better now.
Uh-huh. All right. Artie, you're up.
Well, I saw Nath is in front of me there, right? So I can't really see past Nath. And then, boy,
You know something's afoot, but that's about it, based on sounds.
And Meta hasn't cast a spell yet, so it makes me feel a little better.
I mean, compared to the last skeletons, these ones were babies.
Yeah, you accidentally killed one of them.
All right, so I'm going to move into the room, past Nath, past Meta, under Ronan, and look at the skeleton at Nath, at Tam's feet and go, ah, good job. And then I will throw my dagger at that one.
Okay.
It hasn't went yet, correct?
He is flat-footed.
Excellent. Let's see. That is a 22 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
For a total of 11 points.
And that is what type of damage?
It's a plus one magical dagger that I threw at its eye socket.
Right. So it's piercing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Piercing or slashing?
Right. I think it's piercing one way and slashing the other, is it not?
It's a dagger. It's piercing, slashing.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I believe you get to choose.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You use it.
Okay. I was thinking so, thrown. It's
so maybe okay, I just... Maybe
unfortunately, that's not how it works.
I guess, Nick. I don't know.
Okay.
You tell me, GM.
I'm going to say, even whatever the fuck kind of damage it does, that fucker goes down. Done. It was a good hit. Good damage. Next.
Are we still in initiative?
Uh-huh.
They stand back up.
I was kind of worried that was about to happen.
Well, you can't see it, but yeah, we're still in initiative, and yeah, so who's up?
You tell us, GM.
That was Artie, so it's Nath. You've heard a clash and a clatter. What do you wish to do?
Throw open the sash and see what's the matter.
Yeah, kind of that, since Nath is only aware of the ones over there. He's going to move in between Meta and Artie and look around and go, nice work.
That's right at the intersection of the hallway going left.
Yeah, and kind of look around. And
you see Jarwin.
Hey, Jarwin.
Thanks for the compliment, Nath.
That's it.
Okay. Oh, now it's my turn. From around the corner come two more of these grizzly goons. Jarwin, is a 12 going to hit you?
No.
I didn't think so. He's friendly, but yeah, can't occupy the same space. So that's my turn. Now it's Meta's turn.
So Meta can't see those guys yet.
Undead over here attacking me. Help.
Oh, hey, how about that? Oh, good job, you two. She steps around the corner behind Jarwin. Oh, there's more. And spits at him.
Okay.
7 range touch.
Sorry, that's a miss.
Oh, wait. 8 range touch because of bardic performance.
That's still pretty close, but not quite enough. Sorry.
Do you have point blank shot?
Do I hear 11?
That's a 4? No, I do not.
That's precise shot.
Yeah, I don't have that either.
Okay. Anything else from Meta?
No.
Okay.
Other than standing in the way so other people can't get to where she's at.
Great.
Hey, good job.
Nice work. So, top of round 2, Jarwin.
Jarwin's going to try to punch the one in front of him.
You know, a lot of us are tired because we got a real golf attitude. We're just like, yeah, I think you'll probably try and punch. You probably should use the Cestus in this case.
17 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
The Cestus is bestest.
For 2 damage.
Ooh. Or not.
And then I'm going to 5-foot step into the alcove.
Okay. Making way for somebody else to come up.
Yep, and that's Jarwin's turn.
So I picture Jarwin smacking this guy right in the skull with basically brass knuckles with studs on him. And the head jerks back and comes back right, but he's still standing.
Good job, Jarwin. You jerked the head.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing. Yep. Ronan, what do you want to do?
I'm going to try to do the same thing I did last time, but this time I'm going to try not to fuck it up.
All right.
So, I'm going to do a Disrupt Undead on the one closest to me there that's still standing.
It's not a fumble.
My screen shut off. Yeah, it's not a fumble.
That's a start.
And it is against touch, so that is a...
Do you have a precise shot on this guy?
That is a 10. 11?
Wait, Kurt.
So close.
You got a precise shot?
No.
Okay.
So that'd be a 7. How's that do?
Not so close.
No. A 10, or 11, didn't get it?
No, neither did the 7. Anything else? You want to cuss at yourself, or...
I make funny faces at it.
Okay. That would make it Tam's turn.
So Tam ran up there, chopped one of these things down, was like, oh, well, that went down really easy.
Uh-huh.
And was really surprised. And then, like, here's more behind her. It's like, oh, shit, we're not done.
and watches her companions fail to do anything legitimate to it.
She goes head-to-head with the most recent to come around the corner.
Yeah, I mean, she had her back to you guys, so she didn't really see. So she just runs over there and does, you know, tries to do this chop thing again. Hey-yah! 14 hit?
Yes.
Actually, I probably don't have sneak attack damage. I definitely don't. But that's 7 regular and 6 cold.
And he goes down. These are baby skeletons, apparently, huh?
I mean, not like literally, listeners. Not literally the skeletons of babies, so don't worry.
Yeah, just
way to go, Tam.
Not real good at their job. I mean, all right, so that's Artemis' turn.
All right, well, they went Tam again, past Nath, so Nath's still on my way, so I guess I'll go past Nath, and past Meta, and finally past Tam.
I going to say, you're going to let Tam out, do you?
And
she dropped too.
Oh, look, there's one. I'm going to try to do an acrobatics.
Ooh.
I'll go through it square and try to get to there.
Try to get you some flanking action, huh?
Well, at least you set it up for a friend.
Uh-huh. 1 5-foot step. And you got 2 compadres that could do it for you.
Oh, no.
Nice.
I think that's a fail.
So I go right back to where I started
from. Well, you can't fumble skill checks. I mean, these things are pretty weak.
I got an 11.
Right.
Because I rolled a 1.
And that's just your CMD.
He's trying to move through the square as well, so it increases the DC.
Actually, it's a 12 because of Jawan.
Ah. Well, guess what? That makes just enough difference. These are pretty puny skeletons.
That's awesome.
So you get over.
So I actually slid, bounced off the wall, hit the skeleton. He pushed me back up onto my feet, and I got behind him.
Bingo.
It looked like a really bad dance.
Right.
Sounds good.
And I'm going to try to attack him, but still don't have flanking, so it doesn't really matter.
You could prepare an action for when you get flanking.
I like that.
You want to prepare an action?
I think since I don't have flanking, and I know that they are skeletons, my dagger won't do a whole lot without sneak attack.
Traditionally?
So I will go ahead and I will go, aha! Aha! Yeah.
Okay.
Trying to attack its attention to me instead of to Tam.
Okay. So if I understand right, your prepared action is once somebody is within flanking, you go.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. Now, it is Nath's turn.
Nath is going to fulfill Artie's most deepest desire for flanking.
Whoa.
Oh, for flanking. I'm glad you included that.
Glad he put that down there.
You did that on purpose.
I just imagine Nath being like, yeah, I don't know why he was so insistent on a salad, but I tossed it for him. Here you go. Here's lunch.
Kept talking about sandwiches earlier. I figured
he's hungry.
Sweet.
Hey, that's a possible crit.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and roll to confirm, just to see how damaged. Jeez, oh, peas. That was the same number twice, was it not?
Yes, it was exactly a 19 both times, which gives me a total of Jarwin's help, 26 and a 26.
That will confirm.
3 on the dice with sneak attack, so for that would be 12. And then I roll them again, right?
Uh-huh.
No, just not the sneak attack.
Just to, and another 3 and a 4 on top of that. So that would be a total of 16 points of damage.
And don't forget to add your dex twice.
My dex twice?
Yeah, you add your dex twice.
Well, that's phenomenal. Because that's going to be 12 more on top of that.
Jankies.
Nice.
Somehow, with your 2 daggers in hand, you manage to slice, dice, circumcise, and...
Circumcise?
Yeah. which is pretty tricky when it's a skeleton. I gotta tell you,
a little meat left on there.
And it's like, you ever seen those crazy yo-yos where they've got wooden sticks and they're just batting the thing around up and down, bum, 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 bum. And by the time you're done, there's nothing left of this fucking skeleton.
I'm gonna go side note. One of the most impressive things I've ever seen is we went to Japan Fest at the university, right?
Okay.
And we saw this guy spin a top on a table, you know, whatever, it's cool, whatever. Then he slowly nudged it over onto the sword that he was holding, onto the flat of the blade.
Nice.
Which he then slowly turned it so it was on the edge of the blade.
Oh, wow.
And managed to rotate the blade 180 degrees while keeping this top on there the whole time, and then back.
Wow.
I was like, holy crap.
That's pretty
amazing. I can't even keep a top spinning that long.
Yeah, he must have got a lot of RPMs going, huh?
Yeah.
Jeez.
So you're saying he's a top swordsman?
Get out! Get out!
That was pretty funny. I gotta give you props.
Fuck you, Mark.
I like it. Okay. So, That was that.
There should be a weapon for that.
This isn't an anime.
So let me just give you the box text now that you killed everything inside. Bare alcoves line the walls of this hallway, each containing a scattering of wood and cloth fragment. A larger, empty chamber lies ahead. So that was the room you were in, where the two other guys were. I told you guys, picture, well, I probably said a bed was in there. Not a very big one, but yeah, that's what this was, is sort of priest's cells.
Just a bare alcove? Were there any other animals?
No.
Okay. Do these skeletons look human?
Yes.
Okay.
They did.
Lions, tigers,
bear. Yeah, no, we got the joke.
So, search the rooms.
Okay, give me a roll.
That'd be a 21.
Dust and debris.
All right, guys, that was very well done. I don't think there's anything else in here worthwhile.
Detect magic.
Search the bodies.
I got a 20 for searching the two skeletons that are laying there at my feet.
Well, one is powdered bones.
Yes.
The other is somewhat intact. You've severed his spinal cord. And the other two, well, they were pretty decimated as well in the larger room there.
Did they have any equipment?
No, they really didn't. Not even swords, not even armor. They were trying to claw.
I was hoping for holy symbols.
Nope.
So, now that we've defeated them,
yep.
What were they?
Human skeletons.
And why were they here and so shitty?
They're slaves.
It makes one wonder, doesn't it?
It does. Like, as a player, because regular skeletons, they have DR, and they're immune to cold. So, I was just...
These are decrepit skeletons.
Yeah, well, it's like I was just... Degenerate. As a player, I'm curious as to what's going on with them.
Yeah.
I want to search the alcoves.
Okay. We already did that,
Kurt.
What?
He wants to search the ceilings of the alcoves.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people will secret stuff.
He wants to dance on the ceilings. Again.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. People could have missed something.
Oh, what a feeling.
Ronan's dancing on the scene.
Meta doesn't miss anything, especially not Artemis and I entangled.
Artemis?
Artemis.
That's the Italian name. Artemis.
Artemis.
No, that's just dumb. Why would you say that? I think you need to apologize.
Sorry.
Thank you.
In this larger room, it looks like there may have been table and chairs at some point. It's just in splinters at this point, though.
Damn it, Kurt.
So.
Shitty carpentry, what can I say?
It happens.
Yeah.
All right, guys, what do you think? Across the bridge?
I do believe that's our next most logical course of action.
So you're going to come back out to the main thoroughfare here?
To the bridge.
And then cross the bridge?
Yep, and to the doors on the far side of the bridge and check those out.
Well, you know, Tam, once we find this snake lady, we can always come back and you can finish your rubbings.
Oh, I'd hope to, yes. They would be worth quite a bit of money, Artemis.
Like, when you say quite a bit, like, how much ballpark?
More than one gold, less than 300,000.
I would say to the right museum, private collector, you're looking at anywhere from 5 to 1,000.
Wow.
1,000? Don't worry, Artie.
Yes.
Tam always comes back to finish her
rubbing. Would you prefer I said 5 to 1,000?
Yeah.
5 gold to 1,000.
Are you guys debating the rubbings that we were talking about?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay, hang on. You can give me an appraise check if you want.
No. Okay. Tam's just going to tell him that.
Just flavor. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'll bow to her expertise since she's the Pathfinder and all.
Right.
Not for any other reason.
Why?
No, no reason.
Not?
What are you saying?
I don't know, Artemis. What am I saying?
I thought you said that I didn't respect Tam or something for learning.
Why would Jarwin assume you didn't respect Tam? Yeah. You guys have had just a professional relationship this whole time.
That's what I can't figure out either. I mean, I didn't know where he was going with it.
Well, I mean, there was that one time we had sex.
Wait, you did what?
Yeah, we had sex. I told you about that.
Oh.
It was traumatizing.
Well, technically, it was more than one time, but...
Well, I mean, it was one overall session.
There you go.
Yeah. So there's some doors over here.
yeah, doors.
So show me.
Let's go look at the doors.
Yeah, because that's the way Ronan would be. He wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, tell me everything.
All the details.
When did that happen?
Where did all the sticks go?
How does that even work?
I don't know. I got one over here.
There's one right here.
It's come on. There's one. Yeah, put yourself in some sort of marching order for me. And we'll see how this...
What about...
Okay, Brent.
Saving yourself for marriage.
Like a creeper in Vegas.
I was already married, Meta.
Oh, that's right. So you don't have to
just
save
before
anymore.
The door, if you please. Thank you. There we go. That looks fucking fabulous.
Whew, I'm glad that's out in the open, actually.
You're welcome.
No, carry on.
I'm pretty sure they heard us, Artemis.
I heard something that sounded like a whining dog, but, you know,
Wasn't me.
Wasn't that Sasha?
While we're having this conversation, too, Tam is unabashedly having this conversation while checking the doors.
Like, Tam doesn't give a shit.
Sasha's a little more primal sounding.
More so than a primal, what'd you call it? Dog?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Tookie, tookie. Caw, caw, caw. Tookie, tookie.
So, we have everybody positioned in front of the doors.
The doors. Doom, 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 doom.
You want to check for traps?
Break on through to the other side.
Okay, cool. That's where I was going with it, too, but, yeah, I figure I'd let it hang there, you know.
15.
Okay, you don't think there's any traps.
Okay, I'll test it for locked.
Okay.
I'm going to cast this. Well, before we go into the room, I'm going to cast a spell.
What are you going to cast?
I thought the wood is already opening the door. I want to, let's see if the door is locked.
You were that insistent about it. Come on, like, you should know what you're going to cast.
I know what I'm going to cast. I just want to see if the door is locked.
Cast it. Do or do not.
Are you casting open close?
There's no try.
Okay, is the door locked?
No.
Okay, Tam will attempt to open the door.
You open it. It's brilliant. Actually, it's not. It's kind of dark.
I have a light source in my hand.
You have a hallway that goes 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Yeah, it goes more than that, you think.
Okay. Right?
Because of vision.
Yep. We don't see anything of note except for our hallway. Tam will continue down it.
Meta's right there. She's got 60-foot dark vision.
Okay. Meta knows that it goes 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 75. Yeah, 75 60
is what you got, right?
Tam, it goes farther than I can see.
And then it tees off left and right.
And then after I can't see it anymore, it tees off.
Stop.
Nath will be following.
Actually, back up.
I think we'll all be following.
Possibility.
Ah, damn it. You found it. Okay.
Hey, damn, I think there's a trap.
Ah, damn it. Is that your new trap finding sound? Ah, damn it. I found it.
No, Britt said that, not Tam.
Exactly right.
That's Britt's new trap finding sound.
All right. Wait a minute. Actually, you might be too far ahead already on the board there. 5, 10. Yeah, no, you're good. There is a pit trap right in front of you.
What's going on, Tam?
And you know, it's 15 feet long and encompasses the whole width of the highway.
That's a big
hallway. Hallway, not highway.
Well, there's a trap door here, but not the kind that you went down earlier, like the more of the emphasis on trap. Tam will, just without looking, just hands her sword back behind her to Artemis. Just says, hold this, please. Gets out her thieves' tools and sees if she can't find the, what's the word I'm looking for? The trigger to disable it.
And try and roll it. Perception?
19.
You don't seem to see a trigger.
All right, well, it looks like the trigger for this one's on the other side. She slowly starts putting her tools away, a little disappointed. May I please, Artemis, have my sword back? Thank you very much. So we'll probably, hopefully the other stairs we saw will go around it. We'll have to try and jump it, because I can't disable it from over here.
Speaking of which, you think that with a running start, it'd be like a DC 15 to jump across it?
Which some of us could do.
I'm fairly certain I can make it.
Some of us definitely couldn't.
So you know the size and severity and what it's going to take to get across it.
Technically, Meta could potentially make that DC. It's just highly unlikely.
So your plan of attack was to go an alternate route? Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, there are some people that could. Most of us might.
Okay.
Some of us definitely couldn't.
Right.
But we know that there's some stairs. From the stairs we came up to get to this level, we knew there were stairs that went up the opposite direction. Looking at the map, we know they connect. As characters, we can presume that they might.
Sure.
So it's worth checking out rather than trying to jump.
Call it a educated guess. Yeah.
Ronan takes a look at what's going on and asks Tam if she thinks it's on the other side. Maybe she could tell me what to look for and I could go see if I could fix it.
Well, there's a lot of possibilities of what it might be. I really couldn't describe all of them.
Can she assist on a disabled device?
You can certainly try.
Problem would be if you're on the other side, she's 15 feet away.
Yeah.
Or technically, I guess it'd be 20 feet.
Maybe it's just a lever.
It may not mechanically be this way, but in theory, you could disarming a bomb when you don't know how to disarm a bomb. Then you describe how to do.
Do I cut the red wire or the blue wire?
Yeah, exactly. Tam just turns and walks away. She's going down the stairs.
Don't like that plan, huh?
I don't want to sit here and debate for 20 minutes on what we should do.
Well, okay. I guess we're going this way, guys.
You guys can do your own thing. This is what Tam does.
Meta will go with
if
Tam.
If you want to go across on the wall, I mean, you could look, but I think Tam's going to come around and join you, and I'm going to follow her.
Yeah, sure.
Nath, what are you going to do?
I'm going to stay here and make sure Ronan doesn't fall down a hole by himself.
Oh, okay. Good plan.
That's awful nice of you, Nath.
So Ronan's crawling the walls? Is that what's going on here? And he's getting to the other side of that trap there. Nath is hanging out with Ronan and Jarwin. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Just making sure. And Tam and the other crews is going to back over, down, back up, try and bypass this altogether. Ronan, give me a perception.
14.
You see no triggers for this trap. Jarwin, you're also welcome to do the same. So is Nath. Even way back on the bridge. I will give you a chance.
30.
That's a pretty good roll. What is it if it's for a trap? Just out of curiosity.
30.
You don't seem to see any trigger.
I didn't expect to.
Okay. Should we jump over to Tam and the Meta and Artie crew? You may continue if you wish. Chunk. There's an identical trap in this hallway. It drops 25 feet. No, 30, I'm sorry. I was looking at DCs. Do you have Featherfall?
No, but I almost guarantee it allows a reflex save.
Okay. Not seeing it.
It's written weird on there. It doesn't actually state that there's a DC to avoid the trap as far as that goes. It has an acrobatics to jump, and that's about it. It's weird. A two-paragraph description of this trap, but there's nothing. It's not the standard trap readout that you normally have. Typically, Britt, in this scenario, you would have a reflex save that you could do to avoid falling in. As it falls, you jump back kind of thing.
Right.
But that's up to you because it doesn't actually state it there.
Or grab an edge.
Of course, me being the benevolent GM, I would grant a reflex.
Save or die.
Oh boy. Setting the DC right now. Go ahead.
19.
So close. Is that all you got? Do we have Inspire Courage going or anything?
I won't do anything anyways.
Sorry, partner. We'll have to figure this out next time on Shield Bash. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Cam, no!
She hasn't hit the bottom yet. She's
no!
frozen in midair.
Cam!
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevier. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.